Teachers, how much do you echo the sense that you're really badly served by textbooks, or how much has IT digital possibilities of hitting the web compensated for that? There's a lady there.
Thank you. My name is Sue Sanders. I'm co-chair of Schools Out, and it's been a gay, bisexual, transgender History Month. And we're talking about prescription. We're talking about what's left out and lack of textbooks. History is made up of people. When I was at school, my gender was invisible. We didn't hear about women. It was his story, and that literally was the story of men. That's gotten better, but what is very not available to our kids, and we have to do a lot of work, is actually make the whole inclusion around black people, Asian people, Simon, you talked about how at the beginning, and disabled people, gypsies and travellers. So that whole individual groups of people, it seems to me, is very difficult to get hold of. And when you look for textbooks, which actually talk about it, I would actually say most of our textbooks lie. When I did eventually hear something about the suffragettes, at no point did I learn anything about women loving women as those suffragettes. When being told about people, that the assumption is that everybody's able-bodied, that everybody's white, and everybody's heterosexual. And if we want to have diversity, there is another diversity. There's the diversity of human beings. And you've said some fabulous things, and you've talked about identity formation. And it seems to me that there I was, a long time ago, struggling with my identity as a lesbian, given no pictures whatsoever of any women loving women, or men loving men, or bisexuality. So it seems to me that the diversity of the human beings, disability, you know, the only thing that we're given is the dreadful man of Richard III and his humpback. So disability is not challenged. So the whole stereotypes around that. So it seems to me that history is about people, essentially. And yet we actually don't give a challenge to the prejudice and stereotypes of people. And our textbooks don't do that either. So it seems to me that we do then fall back on the internet. And, you know, we have now the Women's History website, we have LGBT History Month's website, we have the Black History Month website, we have the Disabled History Month's website, we have the Gypsy and Roma History Month website, which attempts to actually challenge and say, look, there's a whole group of people that you've forgotten, who have been there right the way through history, who we need to people, and we need to enable people to understand so that people can start engaging with the oppressions and the challenges that those people have been left with because they have been made invisible. So it seems to me that history has lied to us a lot of the time because it hasn't given us the full picture of the fascinating sort of breadth of people that we have been throughout history. And your question, which I picked up on, where are our textbooks? Well, our textbooks around that are very poor and are not doing it. So we're having to constantly do it and produce it and go on the internet and produce it. And I'm hoping that some of you will find some of those stuff there. And we've just produced a new website called The Classroom, which is attempting now to give people a new way of talking about people, usualizing the existence of disabled people, gypsy and Roma, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans people within the whole curriculum, to challenge the homophobia, transphobia, disabilism, Islamophobia, and everything else, which has been promulgated frequently by our schools, not deliberately, but by omission, because they haven't been tackling these issues. And it seems to be crucial that history does that.
Would you want all that prescribed in the curriculum, though? Would you want that prescribed? Traveller history with its sources.
What I want prescribed and what I want teachers to be given the skills and the talent so to do is actually learn about the diversity.
How do you do traveller history?
Sorry?
It's a genuine question, not a dismissive question.
What was your question?
What are the sources for traveller history? I'm actually interested in
the sources of
traveller history.
Traveller history. It's beginning to be there. It's on the internet.
Travellers are
beginning to talk about it. Well, it's there on the internet. You have to start looking on there. And you have
That's
to go to oral history and pick it up. And you ask the question. And you begin to get people to think about what those issues might be. And, you know, travellers have been around for a hell of a long time. As indeed women have. I mean, you know, it is extraordinary. I mean, Simon, you know. It is incredibly recent that we have actually started talking about women in history. It is ridiculously recent. You know, and starting about talking about lesbians and same-sex desire and disabled people, we are invisible.
I'm completely sympathetic to that. I think there is an issue of the question is really about how much actually instituted prescription we have for this, for in order that, that students should ask questions and deal with the history of marginalized groups. You know, Jews don't really actually occur terribly much in the textbooks either.
Well, or as victims, and that's the other big challenge, it seems to you. I mean, LGBT History Month was invented to celebrate, not and to challenge the whole victimhood.
Right.
And it seems to me that that's a big issue as well, with Jewish history.
Thank you. Actually, Alison, if you don't mind. Yeah, Ben, and then come to Ben.
Not very much to add to all of this. A lot of things have been covered, really, but I think there should be some fluidity to give us professional judgment and probably a minimum amount of prescription over the content.